Здравствуйте, дорогие друзья. Наш воскресный вебинар, как всегда, в студии вместе с нами доктор Михаил Айтман.
Добрый день.
Борис Белоцерковский, я Семен Винокур. Тема у нас сегодня очень интересная, важная, свобода. На ней очень многие ребята наши пришли, на этой статье, почитали ее и завелись. Ну вот, вопросы
у что сказать, свобода, она всегда привлекает.
Freedom is the topic. It's always an attractive topic. Balasulam writes that in the name of freedom, humanity has been through its entire history. Everyone yearns for freedom. Like a plant that comes out of the ground. It cannot tolerate that pressure on itself. It longs for the sky, for the air. That's how the world, too, yearns to be free. Free from all kinds of fears and closer to what it gives you, freedom of action. And a person, for him, freedom becomes concluded in inner freedom, even though we don't really understand what it means to be free. So that people won't manipulate you in all kinds of ways and that you won't turn into a slave, or how do you call it?
Zombie.
A zombie. Like a zombie or a robot. So, who knows? Today, we are 100% zombies. We see how we use the phones, what we speak about, what we hear, what we read, what's happening around us in the world, and how we value ourselves. All that is, it expresses some kind of artificial picture of life, Semyon. We always battled for freedom and we put so much effort into it, Dr. Leitman. Yes, but that's this terrible replacement. In general, what is freedom? Freedom of desire, freedom of choice, freedom of will. Freedom, and that's all, or real freedom. Meaning, freedom is called an opportunity to act in a way where I decide. However, I grasp something. And it doesn't matter what I decided, I have the freedom to realize my choice. That means, that's what freedom of choice means. We learn from our own lives, you don't need to go far. That true freedom, we don't have that. How could it be that we have freedom of choice if I was created, existing in a certain body with certain qualities, with certain skills, certain tastes, desires, and my individuality? You can talk for hours about how it closes me in. So through my own rise, I see many ways of how I am not free. It's not objective. Therefore, if we observe really well who we are and speak about that in which we want freedom, so that's simply funny. It's like a baby who says that he wants to be free. And really, that baby is completely dependent on its parents and in general on its whole environment, etc. So that's how he writes. What can we influence our lives with? Is the freedom of action that we've been given, is it enough to manage our lives and our fate? And there are a few questions here. Why does a person naturally not get this knowledge about freedom, about his boundaries, about how he can realize his freedom? And despite that, in which in nature, in our nature, there is laziness and egoism, consciously or unconsciously. We constantly
желание максимального получения при минимальных усилиях.
are under nature's operations. So our desire to enjoy, even with as much as possible with minimal effort, causes us to make uncalculated actions and ineffective actions. It means that we have this different, we're differentiated from the still vegetative and animate natures. And on one hand, if we're so developed, then why do we do such actions where animals wouldn't do such actions? The animal body, the beast, wouldn't go flying out in space. It would simply live on the ground. What, you don't have what to do? Why do we yearn for such things? Why do we place ourselves in such situations? In conditions that you cannot justify. We have wars, we destroy our small world, this small little ball. Animals never acted in such a way. Animals have this complete connection, have complete balance. They are in mutual connection, in a positive connection, them and the surrounding world, where the surrounding world doesn't pressure them, doesn't corrupt them, and they don't corrupt it, and they don't destroy it. You don't find such things in animals, because they are operated in a system of their healthy desires, their healthy egos, and humans don't have such a healthy system, and therefore, since we don't act according to those boundaries, then we cannot act in terms of what we really know is positive for us. For a person today, he will just think about how to fulfill himself, and even though billions and billions will suffer for his enjoyment, in the end of the day, those billions, he is ready to destroy those for his own personal pleasure. And he's ready to destroy them and the land and the air. And he doesn't care about that. He doesn't take it into consideration. Since we do all kinds of uncalculated actions like that, by doing so, we are very far from animals. Animals are instinctively in connection with nature, and they cannot corrupt or destroy nature. Humans have been given an opportunity, he's been given knowledge, and he uses it badly. Therefore, freedom of choice means that you have the freedom of choice to drive properly and to behave properly, and you need to understand for that the surrounding world, yourself, what behavior on your behalf causes good or bad results. In other words, we have a great hole in our education, and education really is the main thing. Therefore, freedom of choice, in order to have freedom of choice, we need very deep preparation for an individual and for humanity as a whole. Therefore, Balaslam writes onward that we are managed in a world where everything is predetermined, and our participation is very passive throughout this whole process. And since we think that everything depends on us, so then we enter nature with our dirty hands, and we start engaging in it, such that with time, nature becomes worse and worse. It becomes more costly to live in it. It becomes more limited with time, and then we go from being a bad influence on nature to being terrible.
And
in order to see How do we act correctly? We need to see how nature acts in and of itself. And we need to see how we can influence it correctly. If we could influence our lives then differently, would we be able to determine something? Or are all our decisions determined from above and they're not good decisions, since we see that our actions aren't so good in our existence? And could we, in such a situation, decide that
we...
How can we... Let's say not touch nature. How can we not cause harm to it? Let's decide on that. As much as we think about it, we see that we cannot do that. We use it. We suck all the juices out of nature so that afterward we could use it just in this one-time basis and then put it to waste. Therefore, Bala Sulam writes that we cannot let nature behave by itself, and we need to behave through the boundaries through which we can control it. And in order to control it, we need to destroy it. Children make uncalculated decisions because they are managed from nature or from instinct. Children, we see that they act that way, and we cannot blame them for anything. A small child is like an animal. A person defines a goal, and the desire to attain it gives him energy to move toward it. So a person is already something different.
We
see that we are capable of something more exalted than who we really are. Means that we yearn to achieve something that you cannot even depict. Meaning the most important thing in our lives is that we need to change something, but we're incapable of changing it. And between these two opportunities, between the lack of an opportunity to change something and the need to actually change it, our small path, we have a small path in which we can move in a straight, direct way. And our ability to change something and in the inability to change something, I can move, and it's a very small pathway in order to do so.
Мне кажется, что Боже, помоги нам, помоги мне понять, что я могу.
There's an ancient prayer we once talked about that says, God, let me see what I can change in my life and what I cannot change in my life. Let me give me the power to differentiate between the two.
Природа не дает нам информацию, в каких поступках мы действительно свободны. А в каких существует лишь иллюзия свободы? Ну, это то, что я сейчас сказал из древней притчи. Что, дай нам понять, что мы можем менять, что мы не можем менять, и как отделить четко,
чтобы не путаться. It's like I said from the ancient prayer. How can we differentiate between what we can and cannot change? And not battle with what we cannot battle with, and change what we really can change. Nature lets us make mistakes, as with an individual, so with all of humanity. Why? Because its purpose is in order to bring us to a desperation from the idea that we can change something in our lives. Semyon, that's the purpose of nature. Dr. Leitman, yes, to bring us to desperation on our behalf, in order to change something in our lives and by ourselves, where all of us will find ourselves helpless, directionless in relation to what is before us. And therefore, if we stop ourselves, then we'll be able to decide what we can change. It's interesting how we
делая все, что мы делаем,
turns this sentence around.
Надо только остановиться вовремя, разочароваться в том, что мы делаем.
Really, to do what we do and only stop in time our actions, to stop ourselves in time, so that we to understand that we're not doing the correct action and we're not acting with the correct forces, but to really stop ourselves, to stop that train with the lack of the right buttons on that train, and to stop ourselves in time and to check very well the path that we go on. And then we'll be able to finally see
это мы с вами закончили предисловие этой статьи «Свобода воли».
What we can influence. Here we finish the introduction of the article «Freedom of Choice». And there are many more questions. Here is some question. Alina from St. Petersburg is asking, if the Creator manages life, so maybe we can let life flow with wherever it takes us. Dr. Leitman. How can we not do anything?
What,
should we just take some sleeping pill or some other pill and let life flow without me? How can we not get involved in anything? You can, if you don't get involved in anything, it's on condition that you lower yourself to the level of a beast, like an animal, where you come down from a tree, you killed some animal to eat it, you get some fruits, and that's existent in that. Semyon, so that's the responses I have in my life. Dr. Leitman, it's everything. You cannot do anything.
Question.
Valentina from Moscow is asking, I feel myself good when I can fulfill the desires that come to me. Dr. Leitman, if you supply as quickly as possible all your desires, then you're a big egoist and a big person, because just to realize every one of my desires, I'm incapable of doing that, and I have many desires, big ones, small ones. It's quite complicated to do that. Semyon, really the question is, when this desire controls me, then I go and realize it, and I feel myself as being free. But what freedom is there if the desire controls me to begin with and governs me to go to some fulfillment? There's this other question. In using the wisdom of Kabbalah, would I be able to see what gives me some actions, what actions will bring me to something good and what actions will bring me to something bad? Dr. Leitman, that's why the wisdom of Kabbalah was given, in order for us to see what results our actions cause, because a person who has no freedom of choice, then why do I need such science? I could just live as a cat. Because of the fact that my future depends. So is something probably in translation, that my future depends on something there. Again, the essence of freedom. In general reflection,
our
freedom of choice.
Не согласна с порабощением любого творения. Не случайно, что человечество
nature doesn't depend on any creation. And humanity battled for many years in order to attain a certain degree of freedom of the individual. And our perception on the freedom of the individual, if we really examine freedom, then it seems as if freedom is detached from us and we lack it. And there is no such thing as freedom of the individual, and we need to see, first and foremost, if the individual can act freely. Dr. Leitman, this means that we take it in advance that we are free, that I can want something, I cannot want, not want something, what is better, what is worse. It means that inside me there is a very sophisticated mechanism for evaluating everything around me. It exists inside me.
целей, быть объективным?
Can I?
Непонятно, могу ли.
Be objective with this mechanism. It's unclear whether I can be objective or not. Simeon is. We're starting the end of the questions here. If we reach the. If we see that a person's actions are all determined from the beginning because the external conditions force a person to act according to an inner algorithm that's determined from the beginning because nature brought us to act between suffering and pleasure. And we have no power to push away suffering and not choose pleasure. Right. Try to choose suffering over pleasure. You can't do that. It's like a dog and a stick. Our ego cannot work in any other way. Semyon, it's hard for us to even hear that, Dr. Lehman. But I see that people aren't running away. They're still sitting and listening. Semyon, yes. Please ask questions, because there needs to be a lot of questions here. We'll continue. The advantage of the person over the beast is that the person is capable of acting toward a distant goal and he's able to receive upon himself a certain amount of suffering toward that goal, meaning that the beast doesn't see the long-distant goal and the person does see that. But in practice, other than a calculation, there is nothing here. Because we bring out the goal that it is worth all the sufferings we undergo on the path. Our egoism can agree to that. We're ready to pay for a lot of money and put in a lot of effort in order to acquire some profession. And then if we look at all the suffering on the way to that and compare it to the final pleasure, then that's the advantage we have, that we can do that. And Dr. Lehman, and if it doesn't pay off, then what do we do? It shows that we have no freedom of choice. We're like machines that are being moved in some kind of program that works according to our qualities and our characteristics, and it makes us choose the optimal state in every single moment. And what's the optimal state? That I choose something better, more comfortable, more confident, more secure, that it feels better for me. But really, all that, it has no connection to the truth and no connection to freedom. There is no freedom here. I choose things because I'm programmed that way. I'm built that way. Whatever's better for me, I go for it. Look at how we sit on the chair. Each one sits in a different pose. And if you were sitting on a different chair, so you'd be sitting in a different pose. Just pay attention to what way you sit, how you act. All these things, they're all programmed in you from the beginning. You don't choose such things. And therefore he writes that other than a calculation, there is nothing here. And that we put in all kinds of efforts on our behalf, and in return, we demand all kinds of benefits and pleasures, like a person who underwent an operation, pays for it, or is ready to work hard to get some kind of profession. It's all the same. We calculate all the suffering we undergo in order to get that pleasure, and then we say, okay, it's worth it to get that pleasure. It's as if I exert. I put in a certain amount of effort into the stock market. Let's say $100,000. I took money on credit. I did everything. I worked hard for that. And in the end, instead of 100,000, I got 120,000. And I say, great, but really what they're saying. But I heard that on all those efforts, I was supposed to get 200,000. So I find myself suffering. That's how it is. So it all depends on many factors, but the expected pleasure is what's most important. Question.
Просто руководствуются особым видом расчета. Для них будущее проявляется как настоящее.
Romantic people or poetic people simply the pleasure that they imagine to themselves gives them the ability to exit their boundaries and do all kinds of brave actions today.
Все подвиги, все вот памятники воздвигли героям.
Можно забыть все медальки.
So all the, there's no such thing as a brave action, Dr. Layton. There's no such thing as a brave action. It all pre-exists. All the actions of fear or bravery, it's all defined from the beginning in a person's nature, and it has no connection to a person himself. It's all in that operative system. Semyon, it all is connected to pleasure and suffering that we define from the beginning. Even if I go to die, that's death. That's also planned. Dr. Lehman, let's say you're a gladiator and you're shouting, I'm going to bless you, the Tsar, and I'm going to die for you. So it all depends on the calculation that we do. Question. Boris, and the body makes a calculation, unconsciously or consciously, and if a person can, if you can teach him how to change his values, so then the most fearful person turns into being the bravest person, and in that way you can change a person, you can convince him to...
То не существует
to undergo a lot of sufferings in order to attain the pleasure. And in that way, the person is no different from a beast. And it turns out that freedom of choice is detached and doesn't exist in us. Dr. Leitman. Only the choice in the form of pleasure. That's the one choice that we have. And we confuse that with freedom. Semyon. So from Kyrgyzstan is a question. You're a great teacher of so many years. Could we say that you're a free person, Dr. Leitman? I don't know if there is such a thing as a free person in our world.
In
that same style that you ask. Freedom doesn't exist in the way that we imagine. Freedom is that you understand what is the true essence and you act accordingly. And that is called freedom. Interesting. We know that there is a slave, but a slave of the Creator, a slave of bestowal and love. Is that freedom? Dr. Leitman, if you're in that, then that is freedom. Even though there is this word slave, slave because you chose that state for yourself. You chose it upon yourself. Question. What defines our pleasures? We choose pleasures and the character of the pleasures. We make a choice not according to our desire, but according to the desires of others. We choose fashion, how we dress, what we eat. We don't choose that, actually, but everyone chooses that for us. It's all in the trends of the environment. Dr. Leitman, everything is determined for us 100%. If you go to China, and if you live there for 20 or 30 years, then you'll see how much you yourselves will yearn for their pleasures and their customs and everything. You'll want that. Semyon. Bala Salam adds here that a person cannot exit the majority, the environment. Yes, the majority always influences the individual. Semyon, our entire lives are under the flavors and appetites of others. So tell me, where is our freedom of choice, Dr. Leitman? There is no freedom of choice. In the framework we're speaking about today, there is no freedom. It turns out that there is no reward or punishment for any one of our actions. What could be reward or punishment if we always act out of necessity, or always under pressure? How can I do that? I cannot. If the Creator made me that way, and I cannot do anything, against what he did to me. As much as I think about it, it doesn't matter. I could think about it 10 times through. In any case, it's him doing that. It's according to the nature that he gave. And therefore, from the beginning, even before I was born, and even after everything ends, it's all his actions in me. And I have nothing of my own, no freedom at all. Moving on, Simeon. Why, Baba Salam says, why does each one feel himself as an individual? What is unique about each and every one of us? What quality do we have in us? In any case, which we can change independently. If freedom exists, then we can... we should be able to develop it, and all the characteristics should be able to develop together with that. Why are we these individuals? Where is myself? Yes. Dr. Leitman, after I find that, then I'll be able to focus on it, and I'll be able to understand when this self of mine, this I, when it can be free. But what would that give me? Do I need that? If I discover that I'm completely enslaved, that there is this global operation that's controlling me. No, let's say that out in the cosmos there, they're pushing some buttons and controlling me. Would that change anything? Would I act differently? No. I'll only be able to know that I act beyond my own abilities. And it doesn't mean anything if I'll be operated after this incarnation differently. So our entire work is for us to understand what influence we're under, what is controlling us. We reach that in which Baba Salam speaks about the four factors. There are many questions. We need to answer the questions. A question from St. Petersburg. How is it possible to see how the Creator manages this reality that's predetermined? Dr. Leitman, the Creator manages us in such a way that so that we can reach true free choice. That's why a person needs to be above his nature. That's the first thing. Afterward, a person needs to replace his nature with the Creator's nature, because only the Creator is free, and then when he rises to that degree and acquires the Creator's quality, he can always measure himself in relation to the Creator. And the attainment of the Creator, in that he is completely free, that's the result of our work. Simeon, a question from Minsk. Question. Hello. I have this question. We said that a person, as opposed to a beast or an animal, sees a future goal in some perspective and can reach it, as if using his mind or refusing a current pleasure. Why does a person have such a mind, such an intellect, and cannot rationally calculate and balance, thanks to his intellect or with nature and with other people? He as if understands, but all his rationalities, they don't succeed, they always fail. Simeon, why can a person not reach harmony? That's the question. Dr. Leitman, he's in his egoistic nature. He cannot make any calculation. Simeon, so let him make an egoistic calculation. Dr. Leitman, he makes a calculation of one ego in relation to another ego. Where do I get rewarded or lose in one? And he always remains in his ego. He's not free. He doesn't have that second degree of freedom. He doesn't have another degree of freedom. He, to complement what he has, what he thinks as freedom is an illusion, which is under the external forces that pressure him. Simeon, he cannot make a calculation that if I use my ego, it's bad. Dr. Leitman, yes, that's exactly what happens. That means that we are not free. If I always escape from egoistic blows, if I'm always running around from the morning to the night each day, look what's happening on the streets, what's happening on trains, in offices, in each and every place, what people are doing. It's like it's like human ants. What freedom can you talk about here? There is no freedom. You can choose at each and every moment what appears to me as what's most comfortable out of all the possible opportunities. Semyon, that's all? Dr. Leitman, I choose what's given to me to choose from, and therefore I am always limited. However, the Creator illuminates to us from the corrected state, and I'm not corrected. So certainly, I don't understand His influence on me, where He's pushing me, what He wants from me at each and every moment. If I don't know that, then how can it be that there is freedom of choice? Semyon. Question from Moscow, please, Moscow. Question. Hello, Dr. Leitman. If I understand correctly, then if I turn into being similar to the Creator, then to a certain degree I become free. Is that correct? The question again. If I am similar to the Creator in a certain amount, then to that amount am I free? Dr. Leitman. Without a doubt, because the influence of the Creator on us is the quality of bestowal, and if we acquire that same amount of quality of bestowal, then we understand the Creator, and it's as if the Creator understands me, and then to that same extent I am free. Semyon, so that feeling of the Creator of mine is a feeling that's not distorted by the ego. Dr. Leitman, yes. What you now have is under that distortion. Most interesting question from Baku. Freedom for me is what I have sacrificed a lot for my individual freedom, and I understand that I am a slave. So where is that freedom, Dr. Leitman? You don't define freedom correctly. What is freedom? Freedom means choosing a correct goal for life, which is independent of me, which is given to us from nature, and to that same goal is the attainment of the Creator. And I use all the means that are before me in order to attain that same state, and then I can see myself as free. Moving on, from Chicago, they're asking, is there a degree of freedom as freedom from violence, from oppression of other people, or being under their influence? Dr. Leitman, no, we're always under the influence of others. The entire question there is, what society should we put ourselves in? If I put myself in a society that moves toward the correct goal, and I'm in that society, then I attain that goal. That's how we have to realize our freedom. Semyon, Yura from Odessa is asking, what's the difference between freedom of choice and freedom of a person? Dr. Leitman, freedom of desire is to be able to choose. Where can a slave be free? How can a slave be free if he wants to be a slave under a freedom? Dr. Leitman, if we are in the boundaries of this world, then we're always slaves, always. Our ego always constrains us to get maximum pleasure with minimum effort within the certain amount of time that we have, and we're always bowing down to that force. The main thing for me is not to enjoy or not. The main thing is that it's the truth. That's the first step to freedom. I want truth and not pleasure. And that is the choice. I agree to a certain amount of suffering in order to attain the truth. Almaty. Dr. Leitman, say please. When I am similar to the Creator to a certain degree, and I'm free to that degree, what am I free from? My ego or what? Dr. Leitman, yes, from your ego. And to that same extent, you turn into being free from influences of your environment. Question. I have this question. How much is it okay in terms of the wisdom of Kabbalah how Hegel defined freedom? Dr. Leitman, it's a confusion, a small material confusion. what he defined, ego. Semyon, from St. Petersburg, a question. Can the creation really choose something if it's under the governance of the creator? Dr. Lehman, if you really want a quick answer, then the choice is to put yourself under the influence of a correct 10, which together with you will promote you forward. That environment that can promote you forward is the 10. So get organized in 10s, and then you'll see that you do have an ability to change yourselves and progress only in such a way. Semyon, Balaslam actually hinted at that, that freedom is only in the pleasures in the environment, and in the not in the quality of the environment, but in the quantity of the environment. Dr. Lehman. Society works according to who's strongest, fastest. How does the society choose its values? That's clear to us. According to what? Where there are thieves, robbers, as well as musicians, artists, people who take bribes. Who attains the greatest height in the egoistic ladder? Certainly it's the biggest criminals. That's clear to everyone. Semyon and Tenz are organized according to different values. Dr. Lehman, they're built according to different values, yes, and this is why that doesn't relate here. It's like Mark Twain once wrote, where he spoke about Tom Sawyer with the Indian Joe. He could even be a president if they won't hang him. So that's how it is. Really is like that. And the 10 here is a system completely different. Mutual support, mutual help, it's building the correct attitudes between us. It's something that doesn't exist in our world. We aim to build relations like in the upper world, in the 10. Where you try
как в работе на отдачу.
То есть ты строишь такую здоровую клетку внутри этого. Work like they do in Bestowal. Semyon, it's like to building a healthy cell in this body.
Dr. Lehman, yes. I now traveled with my students, friends, to a one-week vacation. It was very interesting seeing that. It doesn't matter where you are, where however you pass the forks, the plates, you serve everyone, and you see how the ego, where we are, and the ego shows you this one more, this one less, and this is this one's plate. And I was amazed. 20 years ago I felt the same thing, and today I feel the same thing at a different level, but the exact same thing. You see how the ego works so nicely? Sochi. Where's Sochi? I don't see them. Ah, they're there.
Egoism каждому из нас рисует картину, что у нас есть свобода воли. И в принципе даже
ego paints a picture that we have free choice, and people who are very educated, developed, see that they cannot receive, they cannot accept this article and this knowledge, even though it's very clear that I do not have free choice. So he shuts his ears and then he leaves. So what needs to happen? Will he have such a time? Let's say most people don't do that, but would be able to agree that there is no free choice. It's written so clearly, but what do we lack? Maybe we need to attain it, or maybe he didn't write it for anyone, but for special people. Why do I understand and others don't? Dr. Lehman, firstly, he didn't write it for everyone. Secondly, you need to understand there are people who aren't developed enough, like a small child, he closes his eyes, and he's not afraid because he closed himself. It already doesn't exist. And that's like your same the same educated people you're talking about. He simply closes his eyes to this knowledge and lives in this world. You want to break his world. You want to connect him to higher values, but you need to work on those values. You need to actually value them. Why does he need that? It's not enough what he has. He lives in his small world, but he's satisfied. He's got a nice, warm, cozy place there. What else do you want? Let him live quietly and be done with it. Meaning it all depends on how much a person searches for meaning. And if he's searching, then you don't need to awaken those questions in him. I wouldn't recommend doing that at all. In any case, you don't need to destroy a person's existence. It's forbidden to bring him out of his comfort zone. We shouldn't force things upon him. But you can bring him questions that guide him. Where is it heading? Does he want something better? Why? For what? Meaning of life? But it needs to appear in a person by itself. It's forbidden to awaken that idea in him, which isn't an idea, it's a fact about his lack of free choice, that everyone is at a degree of animal. Our ego manages us, and only the ego, and we're carrying out its plan. There's nothing from a human degree here, and that's why it's written, they appeared as beasts. Question. So what I understand is that the article is written scientifically. No one argues with Pythagoras about his theorem. What, do I need to be a wiser person than Balaslam or something? You need special people to understand this, because it's written in a scientific way. Dr. Lakeman, you cannot read this to every single person you meet. He's not capable of listening to that. You heard about that story about the person wandering in the field. You heard about that? It's the same thing here. There you said that it's something incorrect, something personal. And here you say that it's like you're telling a person he's like an animal, that he has no free choice. So what do you want from him in that? For him to kiss you? Is that right, Yoshka Ola?
Plovdiv.
Где?
Вон он.
Пловдив. Прошу.
Как научимся раскрывать свободу выбора в каждом своё действии?
Question. How can we reveal free choice in each and every one of our actions? No, it's better to ask a different question.
Что ни в одном нашем действии нет свободы выбора. Нет свободы.
Can we reveal that there is no free choice in our actions. There is no free choice. No freedom of will. Where in each and everything, we are not free. And as a result of that, we ask the question, what? How can we rise above the lack of free choice and be free on that degree level? And then we will rise to another degree. And there I'm not free either. And we keep rising in that way throughout the whole 125 degrees, and we'll feel ourselves that the biggest freedom is in the highest degree. You will feel such connection from the Creator and such dependence on Him that your eyes will open. And you see that all your inner organs, that our soul is built like our body, the lymphatic system, the nervous system, digestive system, all the different systems, flesh, skin, all that. You'll see that it's all completely dependent on the Creator, each and every cell and each and every part of each and every cell, and then you'll simply raise your hands and say, I don't know what to do. And then only when you completely detach from it and become similar to Him, then you'll become completely independent. But it's possible to reveal that only to those people who suffer, who need to know what is their freedom. They cannot live without being free. There are such people. There are those who live like animals. When I lived in Leningrad, today St. Petersburg, I had a friend who would travel to Africa for business, some work, and he would return from there and he would explain to me. Since then, at that time, I didn't exit Russia yet. And he told me, nothing will help. You cannot do anything because punishment doesn't work on them. Because if you put them in the prison, then you give him a place to sleep and you give him something to eat and he doesn't need anything other than that. So he said he's happy. He'd even desirably want to enter prison for a place to sleep and to eat. So the question of free choice is very complicated. Vilnius. Question from Vilnius. Question. Hello. I have this question. What is the awareness of a person acting according to his ego? We do things out of a certain consciousness. So how do we explain that? Where did you find that consciousness? It's a question. What is this thing? Why do we call it consciousness, since it's the ego? It's the ego, the platement. It's the ego. We simply are ashamed from that in which there is some qualities that we concealed and then they reveal, and therefore we call it consciousness. But there is a desire to enjoy. Sometimes I enjoy from that desire to enjoy, and sometimes when it reveals to others, so I suffer from that. But it all comes from that one desire to enjoy. Fears, respect, all kinds of pleasures, concerns, it's all a desire to enjoy. It's all in relation to pleasure, either a lack or absence of pleasure, which is suffering, and that is our life. So there is no consciousness. It's a system that lets me, from the start, know what states I will enjoy or suffer from. It's all very simple. In the end, you'll see by yourselves. And you'll be able to go through these states either of fulfillment or lack of fulfillment. There's nothing other than that. But you just call it by a different name. Moscow wants to ask. Moscow. Question. Good day. According to what you've said, all the desires and actions are what the Creator does into me, through me. Dr. Leitman, yes, and when you acquire a masach, a screen, so then it's not the Creator doing whatever He wants to you, but you will do with the Creator what you want. Question. So I wanted to invite you to the Yeshivat Chavarim that Moscow is preparing. Dr. Leitman, when? Moscow. Today, 6 p.m., Moscow time is the Yeshivat Chavarim, the friends gathering. Dr. Leitman, how can I watch that? Do I have a link? Boris, yes, you have a link. Dr. Leitman, yes, okay, so Boris here will give me the link, and I will watch you. Thank you. Boris, question from Margarita from YouTube is asking, freedom of choice is that I want to do whatever I want. And if a person has real freedom, if he does something that he doesn't want to do, Dr. Leitman, if he does what I want him to do, so then it's my desire managing him. If I do an action that I don't want to do, so that's a question. How can I do something that I don't want to do? It could be only if the upper light acts on me. And if I in any case do it, so then I can change my desire, because in any case I need to do that. Because every freedom of choice brings me to something that I don't want to do, and then in that state is expressed my freedom. Question from New York: in order to be maximally free from this world, there is something revealed more, that there is a more revealed criminal and a less one. Why a criminal? Because you act against your desire, etc. Dr. Leitman, really, yeah. People who engage in the wisdom of Kabbalah and they start working with their ego, it's not normal people. It's people who are a bit strange. For others, yeah. For others, yeah. But in general, distance yourself from such people. Question from Eugene Tomaszewski. Everyone has his own individuality. What is that individuality? Dr. Leitman, individuality doesn't disturb us. All in all, it's your ego. In any case, you have to fulfill your egoistic demand, so it doesn't really matter what the individuality of each and every one is. Someone likes to eat this, and another person likes to eat that, and someone likes to sleep at this time, another one likes to sleep at another time. What does it matter? In any case, you realize those desires of yours. Semyon, Dmitry has this cry from his soul. Dear teacher, why? Do most people...
have
a demand for freedom? Dr. Leitman, my dear friends, today and also on Monday, we're going to be studying this topic. How do we rise above ourselves? To be free from ourselves, from our ego. How can we detach from it?
So
watch our today's morning lesson and yesterday's morning lesson. The morning lesson today and yesterday's morning lesson, download them, watch them. Semyon, especially today's. Dr. Leitman, yes, today's. Today's morning lesson especially. Take it, watch it, and you'll see how humanity needs to start working with its ego. Semyon, what exercises does it have? Dr. Leitman, the exercises are very realistic, meaning during the day you simply need to observe them, and then you'll see how you'll be able to rise above against your ego, to wake up and rise and fly up above it. Boris, before announcements,
следующие два вебинара у нас пройдут в записи в связи с двумя большими конгрессами, которые пройдут в Южной и Северной.
We have the upcoming webinars will be recorded because of the conventions we'll be having in North and South America. You can watch them on YouTube. So what exercise do you recommend, Dr. Leitman? Semyon, maybe it's preferable to watch the lessons. Dr. Leitman, yes, you can watch the lessons, but the exercise we're always talking about is you simply need to integrate and dissolve in the group. It's the same thing as dissolving in the Creator. It's like entering the next degree, the next spiritual degree. The first spiritual degree that you dissolve and enter into, like a sperm in the mother's womb. So that's how we need to act. We're like a drop of semen. There is nothing else. We're simply this point of desire. We enter the environment and adhere to it and receive from it everything that it can give me. We adhere to it because it has no conditions, no questions, nothing. Only to absorb in you everything that you can give. That is the best possible state for us today, the first state of the entrance to the first degree of the upper world. I wish for you to find that degree. It is in the 10, in the group. Watch today's morning lesson. and will continue with you. Until our next meeting, I embrace you, all the best to you, and find your freedom of choice, and goodbye.